Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. They call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
Maybe it's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling. Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan. You got plenty of money. Get you a driver. Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Hey, Miss Murray, how are you? Miss Murray, you don't say hey, Miss Murray?
What's up? What's up, Mrs. Murray? How's it going? I seen a Facebook post by your son. He looks like he's lost a lot of weight.
Easy looks like he's in good shape. You know, we're trying to get him up here. He said he's going to come by for a show or two.
It's not going to be so easy to spot him coming down the aisle anymore because he's lost a person. No, way to go, Easy, man. We're proud of you, man.
He's in great shape. I saw the same one, and I was like, wow. So, shout out to Easy today. You know, we got a great show. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. I was over here before the show started playing Panda Pop. You know, this is the game where you throw a ball and you pop some other balls to try to save pandas' lives. Man, we saved 120 million pandas over the last, like, 3 days, and we all got, like, special prizes for it, man. I'm stoked. I'm pumped about that.
Panda Pop?
Mm-hmm. Panda Pop. Download it now.
You know, I've just thought when you talk about Panda Pop, there needs to be a new game.
What's
Ryan
that?
Lochte.
What you gonna call
Ryan Lochte Pop?
They were showing a picture Lochte of lies. Him on TMZ before I came in here, and he had a shirt that said "weirdo." I don't know if "weirdo" is the correct word to describe his actions at this point, but it kind of fits, I guess.
Well, we got a great show today. We're going to break down some NFL football because we got our three divisions left, NFC South, AFC West, and I'm going to get your opinion on the AFC South. And then we got Dummies of the Week, Bon Voyage, of course. But first, we got Heroes of the Weekend.
Heroes of the Weekend.
I'm sure you got a hero.
But first,
let's play the music. Look at what's happened. It's the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking away. Hey, who doesn't love that song?
Right.
Come on, man. That's energy right there.
I need to be walking on some air. I would be getting paid right now.
I need
now.
To play that music more.
Inspirational music. This puts a smile on your face, puts a warm, tingling feeling in your body, man.
Make that my ringtone. Every time someone calls me.
I need to make it my wife's ringtone.
There you go.
Because I feel like I'm walking on air with her.
Ooh, that's
look
a
at the
shout
lines.
Look at that.
Look at the lines, man. Trying to stay married.
You sound like Ron Lochte, man.
I'm just kidding. I'm not lying about mine, though, Ron Lochte. Nah, but heroes. Let's start with Mo Farah. Doubled up in gold. Won the 10,000 meter last week. And over the weekend, won the 5,000 meter race. It was really competitive. They pushed Mo Farah at the end, but Mo Farah still had so much left in the tank. He pulled away from the rest of the field in that final 100 meters. Amazing, amazing. Greatest distance runner probably in the history of Olympic sports. Way to go, Mo Farah. Ashton Eaton won the decathlon back-to-back decathlon gold medals. Greatest overall athlete. It's hard to do that many multiple sports and be good and solid in all of those. So way to go, Ashton Eaton, USA, big ups. Just big ups to Team USA, the most medals captured in an Olympic game, 121 total medals, 47 gold medals, more medals than in London. Team USA dominant in basketball again, which we love. Kevin Durant, 30 huge points. And let me give a shout-out to Kevin Harvick in Bristol, short track over the weekend, lots of wrecks, not the ideal conditions, but the Busch Beer full Chevy for Haas Stewart Racing was unbelievable. Ran great. So, love it. Kevin Harvick.
Going back to USA Men's Olympic, was there a question?
No.
I mean, I know they had a couple of tough games.
They had some competition. But, you know, the question before it really got into the middle round was, should the USA use, college players? No. The world is really good. If we would have sent a college team to the Olympics, we probably wouldn't have medaled. So let's keep being dominant in the game we invented. Who doesn't like us winning gold medals?
No, one point I would disagree. I think there should be more college kids with a sprinkle of NBA players. I'm talking about worldwide, though. If we have to play college guys, everybody overseas needs to be a cert. They can't play if they're, not college or at a certain age at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, because it's not fair. If we go to the Olympics and playing against the Gasol brothers, I mean, come on, really?
College kids aren't going to be able to handle
that.
They're
not ready yet.
At all.
Those guys over here shouldn't be playing it.
But they're pros, you know, and how the world doesn't have as many under 23 budding stars as the Americans have, even if they did it like they do to soccer, where most of the countries send their 23 and under squad. The world wouldn't have nobody to compete with our 23 and under squad.
We didn't do that. That's fair. Because you're doing a certain age group and under. I mean, then, but, you know, I think maybe instead of having two college guys, have two NBA guys. And sprinkle in, maybe not two, maybe at least five.
Let's look at the guys that were in college that were stars. Say that they would have been allowed, even though they were drafted. We would have sent Brandon Ingram, Buddy Hield, Chris Dunn.
Kid from Kansas,
Bryce probably. Johnston. Denzel Valentine, maybe. The guy that played at Kansas. I can't think of his name. But y'all know who I'm talking about.
Uncle Kenny.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. We just sent him and the other guy from Kansas, too, the light-skinned guy who looks like he's 40 out there playing.
Well, he's playing forever.
So, but if we'd have sent that over there, they would have got whitewalled. They would have got absolutely whitewalled. Those guys would not have been able to compete. So, let's go. Keep sending the NBA players. I love our team winning gold medals.
No, I do, too. I want to see good basketball.
We don't want the same repeat of 2004 where we got the bronze medal. We don't want that anymore.
Absolutely.
Any more heroes you got to mention?
I do. First and foremost, SummerSlam was this weekend or yesterday. Finn Balor for winning the Universal Belt. Very surprised. I get it.
I get it, too.
But Seth Rollins, what are you going to do with him now? You know, he lost another pay-per-view.
A rematch clause.
Right, but you know he's not going to win. I mean, you don't have him win at the big belt, and then a month later,
why
he's going to lose it.
Why not? They just did it to Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Remember last year when they gave Sheamus the belt, and like a month later, Sheamus lost the belt? And Sheamus is an established, probably bound for the Hall of Fame, WWE superstar.
True.
So it happens.
He could do it. But we give props to Finn Balor for winning the Universal title. I give it WWE for the belt. I like the belt.
I love the Universal belt. That thing is nice.
I just don't know why you don't just say Monday Night
the
Raw Champion.
The Raw Champ and the SmackDown
right.
Champ.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need for Universal.
Maybe they'll go to it, but I guess that's just the name that came to them at the time, you know, because the most important thing for them is WWE. They can say the WWE Raw Heavyweight Champion. I don't know. I guess the WWE Very Universal true. Champion has a more of a ring to it.
Yeah, something catchy. Then Charlotte, of course, won the belt from Sasha. Woo! And then, yeah, she again. And then Big Poppy, he joins Ted Williams Yastrzemski as only the third player ever to record 15,000 RBIs for the Red Sox.
Wow. And the Red Sox tradition is, what, 120 years almost?
Yeah.
Three players, Ted Williams, Carl Yastrzemski, David Ortiz. And Big Poppy looks like he could still play, man, but
he's 40, right?
Yeah, he's up there. He's had how many more good swings does he have? Let's just enjoy what he's done. Three World Series rings, World Series MVP awards, probably the greatest DH of all time. And probably on his way to winning the American League MVP award.
In his final year
at 40. That's unheard of. That is unheard of. Have they tested Big Poppy? No, I'm playing. Listen, sorry, Let me stop.
Look, just because you're a Yankees fan, Mr. A-Rod, you know.
Why you got to go there?
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we got to give big props to Big Poppy for joining that club. That's huge. I think this – Yeah, that's it right now as far as – oh, one more. I'm going to throw out here. Listen, I'm not jumping on the bandwagon yet, but Dak Prescott, right? He's got more touchdowns than incompletions right now. You know, in a preseason, which I say is – I'm not jumping on board on this, but the preseason, he looks great so far. Just saying.
And if you want to kill him, like he's not played anybody, they aren't showing him really any defenses or anything – he's just got to go out there and do what he does, and they ask him to complete passes, not turn it over, make plays, and he's been doing that. So give him love for that. Give him absolute love for that. And it looks like if Tony does go out, which is more than likely to happen because Tony hasn't played 16 games in 5-6 years, Dak can come in and actually win a game or two for the Cowboys. We'll see. And one more shout-out to Errol Spence Jr., the truth. 6-round TKO over Bunda yesterday. Gets a mandatory shot at the IBF welterweight title.
Oh, and one more. Why am I giving him a shout out? He's ruining WWE right now. Conor McGregor, you know, for his win against Nate Diaz. Now he says he's looked for him to be in WWE within a couple of months because he wants to. He's been bad mouthing them. And you could put him against a Seth Rollins. We talked about it before. Seth Rollins, even Finn Balor, maybe.
More Finn Balor, you know, I think, because the weight disparity between Seth Rollins and Conor McGregor is huge. Even Conor McGregor on his best day is 170 pounds. That's still 50, 60 pounds lighter than Seth Rollins.
I think you put him against Seth because Seth can make, you know.
Seth has to talk and
stuff. He is the new I mean, he's the face of that brand right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could put him – and he could make the match work. I don't know if Finn could yet because Finn's not on that plateau yet. Now, he's a champion, but instead of having Finn face Conor, have him face a wrestler for that world title, use that as a double main event. That would be
crazy. Let Conor battle Zack Ryder or let him battle my man from 3MB.
Heath Slater,
most sought after free agent on the market right now.
Let him face, yeah, don't let him face Heath Slater. Oh Lord, you know. As a matter of fact, so he did win the belt, right? He's got the belt back now, right?
He never lost the belt because they fought at 170.
So actually, the next pay per view for Raw is called Clash of Champions. So if you wanted to do something, you could do USC champion versus Raw champion and Balor, if you wanted to. You know, and trust me, it was a draw. So, anyway, that's my heroes of the weekend.
Way to go, heroes. Keep it up.
Absolutely. Let's preview some divisions. We got a couple of divisions to preview. The AFC South, me and Scott talked about a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Colts, first thing we'll talk about, They added Scott Tolson as a backup quarterback. They drafted Ron Kelly, T.J. Green, LaRaven Clark. Looking at their schedule, I mean, their schedule looks it's all right. They opened up with the Lions. They're at the Broncos, home to the Chargers, at the Jags, home to the Bears, at the Texans, at the Titans, home to the Chiefs, at the Packers. Then their bye week's week 10. They play home to the Titans and home to the Steelers, at the Jets, home to the Texans, at the Vikings, at the Raiders, and home to the Jags to finish the season. Where you got them going? Scott's got them 8-8. I've got them 9-7.
I was going to say 9-7 or 10-6. Probably more 10-6 because I still feel like the Colts are the kings of the AFC South division. I know Houston won it last year. Way to go. Whoop-dee-doo. I expect a monster, absolute monster bounce back season from Andrew Luck. And he's going to carry that team to the division title, 10-6. Do they make noise in the playoffs? I still don't think they addressed their run defense. They couldn't get a pass rush last year. Their secondary is still suspect. They are going to continue to have a tough time running the ball. But if you have Andrew Luck in your fantasy as your fantasy quarterback, he should have some absolute monster numbers. And that's what's going to win games for them, Andrew Luck, in that passing attack. But 10-6, winning division, making the playoffs.
All right. Moving on to the Jags, they added Malik Jackson, Brad Nortman, you should love that one, Chris Ivory, Prince Akamori, Kevin Beecham, McKenzie Bernardo, Tashawn Gibson. They drafted Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, and Brandon Allen, the quarterback from Arkansas. They lost Steven Brzezinski, Brown Anger, Zane Beatles, Andre Branch, and Chris Clemens. Scott's got them going 10-6. I got them going 11-5. Looking at their schedule, they opened up the Packers, at the Chargers, home to Ravens and Colts. Then they got bye week 5. They're at the Bears, Raiders at home, tight at the Titans and Chiefs, home to the Texans, at the Lions and Bills, Broncos and Vikings next two home games, and then at the Texans, home to the Titans, at the Colts. What you got them doing?
The team with all the expectations this year, everybody's darling. I don't think they can handle that pressure yet. Blake Bortles, who, yes, he had monster stats last year and really took a step forward, still turns the ball over a little too much for my liking. Their defense is young. I think it still needs time to gel and grow together. I see them 8-8, man. 8-8 battling for that last wild card spot in AFC.
Man, you don't go against my pick, all right? 8-8. All right. Moving on to the Houston Texans. They added Jeff Allen, Lamar Miller, Brock Osweiler. They drafted Will Fuller, Nick Martin, and Braxton Miller. They lost Raheem Moore, Brandon Brooks, and Nate Washington. Scott's got them going 9-7. I've got them going 7-9. Looking at their schedule, they really, you know, it's pretty much the same as everybody else, but they open up home to Chicago. Yeah, I don't think you could ask for a better opening day game, opening week. Home to Kansas City the next week. Then they got the Patriots the third week. That's a great time to have the Patriots without Brady. But they're playing in New England. Home to Titans, at the Vikings, home to the Colts, at the Broncos, home to the Lions, then bye week 9. And then back-to-back week, they play at the Jags, at the Raiders. On a Monday night game is the Raiders. Home to the Chargers, at the Packers, at the Colts, home to the Jags and Bengals, and then finish up at the Titans. Their schedule is really rough, I think, after the bye week.
Mm-hmm. I am not 100% sold on Brock Osweiler. Lamar Miller, yes, he's an okay running back, but I don't think he bolsters that running game to the point where it needs to be at. I mean, this is Lamar Miller. We saw him in Miami for the past 3 seasons. He wasn't a top-flight stud running back. Besides DeAndre Hopkins, who are they throwing the ball to? They don't have a quality tight end down there to help Osweiler over the middle, which, you know, young quarterbacks, their safest and easiest throw is to the tight end over the middle. I think 6-10, man. I think it's Osweiler needs a season to grow, go through his lumps, and then next season they may make some more noise. But 6-10 for the Texans this year.
I do think with the addition of Braxton Miller, he's going to be like the little Edelman for Bill O'Brien. So
maybe,
we'll see, though.
Maybe.
Let's move to the Titans. They added DeMarco, of course, Murray, Ben Jones, who I did pick up DeMarco in my fantasy draft.
He's going to get a crap load of touches.
Ben Jones, Antoine Blake, Rashad Johnson. Rashard Matthews from Miami, I think, is a huge. Signed Matt Castle to be backup. Congratulations. They drafted Jack Conklin, Kevin Dodd, and Derrick Henry. They did lose Michael Griffin, Zach Brown, Steven Johnson, and Cody Sensabaugh, who got burned by Dez. Overall record, Scott's got them going 6-10. I got them going 5-11. I don't think they added enough offensively to keep up.
Yeah, I think 5-11 sounds right for the Titans. Their defense played solid last year. I think they'll play solid this year. Offensively, they are going to struggle with the lack of wideout depth. They traded away Green Beckham because he's a head case. So you just took away another weapon from Marcus Mariota. And now that the league has tape on Mariota, knows his tendencies, we got to see him adjust. I want to see how he adjusts to his second year. I mean, Saturday against the Panthers, it's like we knew exactly what he wanted to do. And we didn't even game plan for Mariota. Still turned him over 2 times. It's going to be another rough season in Tennessee. But you want to hope that you see Mariota taking the proper steps forward into becoming an elite NFL cornerback.
Okay. I can see that. Then, of course, let's move on to the NFC West real fast. We're going to start with the Cardinals. They didn't really lose anything. They signed Honey Badger to a long-term contract. They did lose Rashad Johnson, like I said earlier, Bobby Massey. But there's nothing that really took away from this core.
They added Chandler Jones.
And Robert Kamichi in the draft.
They got a little better. They were already a good team.
I think the problem with them is going to be the quarterback.
I think Carson has another solid regular season. We won't find out about him. As long as Carson stays healthy with Bruce Arians is going to put a game plan together to make sure that Carson is effective, his most effective. Now, against the Panthers, he just ran into that buzzsaw. He couldn't get out of his own way that night. But for the regular season this season, I see the Cardinals going 12-4, man. At least 12-4. They're in an easier division where they only have to play Seattle. They should beat the 49ers and the Rams both times they play those two teams.
Well, they open up the Patriots. They got the Patriots first week of the season at home.
At home. Right?
Then the Bucks at home. They're at the Bills, Rams, at the 49ers. The Panthers are week 8 on the road. Then they got a bye week after that, and they got the 49ers at home, at the Vikings, at the Falcons, home to the Redskins, at the Dolphins, home to the Saints, at the Seahawks and Rams to close out the season.
And the Cardinals are going to be favored in most of those games. Even if when they come to Carolina, they might be a slight favorite, depending on how their offense looks and what the records are at that time. I think 12-4. I just feel like they have an easier gauntlet in front of them. Now, they do have some tough road games. At Carolina is always tough. At Atlanta is not an easy game because it's the West Coast traveling to the East Coast. Are they at Washington or is Washington
home?
They're home to Washington. They should beat the team in Washington. There's no problem there.
I think their first game they lose is home to the Seahawks. That's week 7.
Mm-hmm.
So 6, and I think they lose to the Panthers. So it's 2. I think they lose to the Vikings. I think they lose to the Falcons. Because don't forget, the Vikings are playing at home in that brand-new stadium. And then I think they may win the Seahawks game. So I'm going to say –
They'll at least split with the Seahawks, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to go 11-5, I think, because they'll lose one of the Seahawks games. I'm going to go 11-5 for the Cardinals, just because I think at some point – I'm not sold on David Johnson yet. I don't know.
He's looked outstanding in his preseason. I mean, again, his preseason, we know. But he's looked really solid, man.
All right, let's move to the Seahawks. Of course, they get – I'm going to say they add back Jimmy Graham because he missed most of the last season. They also Ricardo Lockett retired because of the injury, that bad injury in Dallas last season. But pretty much – oh, and of course, Beast Mode retired.
Of
That's
course.
Your biggest
– You can catch him on the Bear Grylls expedition with Shaq and Lindsey Vonn and a couple other celebrities coming up pretty soon.
Lindsey Vonn. They also lost Brandon Mabine to San Diego in the middle. I think that hurts a little bit. Bruce Irvin went to Oakland. Russell Okung went to Denver. J.R. Sweezy from Mooresville, North Carolina, went to Tampa. They lost a lot on defense, and they lost offensive linemen.
Well, when you're a good team and you got a lot of good players, of course you're going to lose. I think they still have Russell Wilson there, and he's growing into an elite quarterback, has a chance to maybe be an all-time quarterback the way he's going. I'm concerned that they haven't named their first-string running back yet. I know Thomas Rawls still hasn't played. He's still working through that injury.
Watch C.J. Prossy for them. I think it's going to be a big addition.
And I think if you're betting on Doug Baldwin to have a season like he had last year, I think he's going to get more coverage role to him. He better hope Jimmy Graham comes back and has a monster season. That's the only way that's going to help Doug Baldwin out. All that said, Seattle's still going to be 10-6 in the wild card hunt, in the playoffs, fighting to get to the Super Bowl again.
Let me see. They open up home to the Dolphins, at the Rams, home to 49 at the Jets. That's 4-0. They got a bye week 5, home to the Falcons. Then week 7, I thought they would win that one, so I'm actually going 7. I think they lose to the Saints because they're playing in New Orleans. At the Patriots, there's 2. At the Bucks, there's 3. At the Packers, there's 4. I'll go 12-4. Do what?
I know we travel to Seattle again. We got that game every year. We're looking forward to that again. We want to go beat them in their house again. It's our time, Seattle.
No, I know. That's a big game every year. We'll see what happens with that one. Moving to the 49ers. Look, there's not a lot I need to say about them. They added Chip Kelly.
Is that an addition?
Is that
a fabulous addition, Chip Kelly?
I didn't say it was going to be a good addition. It's an addition. They of course lost Anquan Bolden. Went somewhere else.
He's in Detroit, actually.
Yep, the Lions. Yeah. You know, they drafted the kid from Oregon with the Buckner.
Are we surprised?
Not surprised at all. Looking at their schedule. Man, I'm trying to think. How many wins? Where you got them going?
2-14 for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know who at their quarterback situation is like. They got one quality wide receiver.
They did sign Thad Lewis, who had a touchdown pass.
I just saw that Thad is out for the season.
Oh, he just got – that's right. He just got hurt after they signed him.
Yes. Kaepernick isn't even playing. I don't think he's still recovering from that shoulder injury.
He hasn't played a game yet.
Is Blaine Gabbert going to win games? Not from what I've seen. 2-14. Sorry, San Francisco, man. Y'all should have found a way to make that Harbaugh thing work out. Just saying.
You saying 2-14?
2-14.
I'm trying to think of the two wins they're going to get.
They're going to beat the Rams in one game, and then they got to have like the Browns on their schedule or something at home where they're gonna just mess around and fall into a win.
Well, I'm gonna go 1-15. I'll get them one win. Let's go to the Rams. The LA Rams still sounds weird to say that.
You can't find them in St. Louis rolling on dubs.
No. There's another team. Look at their schedule. It's going to be tough.
Goff hasn't looked worth anything.
They don't have a breakout receiver.
At all. Their defense has been imploded. They're going to give up a ton of yards, a ton of points. They're going to stack the line against Ty Gurley. If you got Ty Gurley in your fantasy team, I know he's going to get the touches. I just don't know how effective he's going to be because he has no help out there. None.
I'm just trying to figure out who is going to help them on offense. I mean, besides Gurley, because all you got to do is play 9 out of box. I wouldn't cover one of the receivers.
I'm not covering your tight end. I have no respect for your tight end, so I'm putting everybody in the box. And I trust that no matter how weak my corners are, they are better than your receivers, and I can play your receivers one-on-one as much as I want to.
Well, you got rid of Jared Cook. He's gone. Let me see if I even seen them win.
One and 15. They'll beat the 49ers one time.
That's the one win they both get.
They get a win against the 49ers at home. Yeah, they split wins.
All right, so you got them going 1-15.
Let's go 1-15. Damn. That's tough to say.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go 1-15 as well.
Do you expect them to beat?
There's not many teams I picked them to win against.
All right. The Browns are going to have more wins than the Rams will have.
That's going to be a bad day. That's going to be funny. All right. Well, there you go. There's your picks for the AFC South, NFC West. When we come back, we got picks for the AFC West. We got some Dummies of the Week and Bon Voyage. You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Side piece.